Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alongside being an effective way to unload stress, video games can also be a source of stress too, with some levels guaranteed to make you more stressed out than you were when you first booted up your platform of choice. If it's a relaxing night of gaming that you're looking for, then the following titles are probably best avoided. Do beware of spoilers ahead if you don't want to know the details. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 most stressful video game levels. Number 10, Subnautica. Blood Kelp Zone. When diving into the beautiful world of Subnautica for the first time, players are presented with an aquatic alien world bursting with color and brimming with strange creatures. The opening hours of this survival game are like taking a snorkeling holiday to a tropical vacation. But when players have scavenged enough materials to dive further into this world to uncover more of the mysteries it hides, they'll quickly learn that there's a lot of monstrous terrors lurking in the murky depths to be frightened of. Bone sharks, crab snakes, and the fearsome reapers are just some of the wildlife to keep you on your toes at the initial stages. But these are small fish in comparison to what awaits in the Blood Kelp Zone. Upon approaching this area for the first time, the player's PDA will announce that this area contains many of the, quote, preconditions for stimulating terror in humans. And it's not wrong. Ghostly luminous kelp is the only natural light players will have to navigate the claustrophobic caves and trenches with. Meanwhile, an ominous soundtrack with a pulsating rhythm suggests that there's even more terror waiting ahead. The threatening atmosphere isn't without merit either. The dreaded ghost Leviathan roams this area, making any excursion to this zone a stressful ordeal. Number 9, Dead Space 2, Eye Surgery. The sequel to one of the most atmospheric and gripping horror games in recent memory, Dead Space 2, opens with a heart-pounding sequence in which the player must helplessly flee from a swarm of vicious necromorphs hot on their tail. And that isn't even close to this game's most stressful sequence. Much later in the game, the world's unluckiest engineer, Isaac Clarke, finds himself needing to acquire important data on the horrors he's been facing throughout his ordeal. Unfortunately for him and the players, the only way this data can be received is by injecting it directly into his brain through his eye, using a contraption designed for eye surgery. What follows is a harrowing sequence where players need to help guide a needle into their protagonist's eye, and it is as deeply unpleasant as that sounds. The concept of sticking a large needle into the gooey center of an eyeball is stomach-churning enough, but Dead Space 2 manages to intensify the stress of the situation more by panning the camera closer as the needle lowers, and the accompanying soundtrack quickens, quickening our own heartbeats along with it. A steady hand is required, otherwise Isaac meets a very grisly face-mashing end. Number 8, Dark Souls 2, Frigid Outskirts. The Soulsborne games are renowned for their tough-as-nails difficulty and punishing boss fights, but nothing can compare to the levels of stress that are caused when entering the Frigid Outskirts in Dark Souls 2. Part of the Ivory King DLC, the Frigid Outskirts is an optional area that can be reached by interacting with a coffin next to the Expulsion Chamber bonfire, which is accessed behind a locked gate. Doing so will see your character sledge down a hill and then arrive at this area. With a powerful blizzard obscuring the player's view for large chunks of time, navigating this area is difficult enough, not to mention the pitfalls and narrow pathways that players can fail to see. Moreover, this area will throw tough unicorn-like enemies at players when the blizzard is active. They hit hard and come out of nowhere, meaning players need to act fast to survive. Throw in a boss fight against two large tigers at the end, and Frigid Outskirts is easily one of the cruelest areas in the Soulsborne series. Even more stressfully, there is no bonfire in this area, so if you die, you gotta go all the way back to the top. Number 7, Resident Evil Village, House Beneviento. Taking place a few years after the events of Resi 7, Village saw the latest Resi protagonist Ethan Winters find himself in an isolated village as he searched for his infant daughter. During the game, players would be taken on a whistle-stop tour of the titular village, visiting the homes of its various leaders as Ethan's search progressed. From a grand gothic castle to a monster-infested fortress, Village stayed true to the series' horror roots. There are plenty of tense moments to break up the action, but perhaps none as stressful or as terrifying as House Beneviento. This section wasted little time in establishing its horrors. However, the fun doesn't truly begin until discovering a life-sized mannequin of Ethan's wife Mia in the mansion's basement. Players are then flung into a pitch-perfect sequence of suspense as they work to solve a puzzle they're presented with. And then, with tension built to a fever pitch, a grotesque baby arrives, forcing players to hide and run from it as the disfigured fleshy mass pursues them. After escaping this Freudian nightmare, players still need to be faced with a very tense game of hide and seek before having to come up against a horde of evil dolls. Number 6, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, Water Temple. The Legend of Zelda series is a cherished part of anyone's childhood who grew up playing these games. They transported players into a magical world brimming with exciting adventure. It's easy to see why many of these titles get the acclaim they do. However, not every part of this legendary series brings back fond memories. All it takes is just a mere mention of the notorious Water Temple of Ocarina of Time, and look, you'll know who's played it, because it'll come down on their face. Just the frustration, just the sheer raw pain. An almost incomprehensible maze of watery pathways, the goal of this area was to find a number of keys hidden throughout the dungeon to progress to the final boss. This was accomplished by using a series of switches to raise and lower the water level to make parts of the area accessible. Thanks to a combination of fiddly controls, an uncooperative camera, and unintuitive level design, players entering this area for the first time would soon be hitting their heads against the wall as they aimlessly ran around trying to figure out where they were supposed to go. To this day, the level's soundtrack alone is enough to cause some amount of post-traumatic stress.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Number 5, Visage, Lucy's Chapter. From its macabre opening cutscene, supernatural horror game Visage is not afraid to let players know they're in for a rough time. As players explore the maze-like hallways of the seemingly empty house, spontaneous paranormal occurrences which drain the protagonist's sanity will ensure players stay on constant edge throughout their time here. However, it's the main playable chapters where players will be under the most stress, none of which are as stomach-clenching as Lucy's chapter, which can be activated by examining the sinister drawings in the child's bedroom. Not long after starting this chapter and finding their way to the basement, players will pick up a camera, and this is where the tension really kicks off. Plunged into almost complete darkness, the camera's flash is the only source of light players will have as they follow a black trail scrawled on the walls. The creepy imagery would be bad enough if there wasn't a disfigured ghost girl hunting you at the same time. And that's just the beginning for this traumatizing level. Later, the camera flash will be the player's only line of defense against an even more insidious presence that appears later. Visage is a stressful experience, and this level explains why pretty perfectly. Number 4, Outer Wilds, Dark Bramble. With its vibrant art style, uplifting soundtrack, and collection of imaginative planets brimming with secrets to discover and puzzles to solve, Outer Wilds would seem like the perfect game to relax with on a Sunday afternoon. Then there's bloody Dark Bramble, which, if you know, then you know. Dark Bramble is a foreboding planet located on the edge of the solar system. While explorable at any time, intrepid astronauts aren't required to venture into Dark Bramble's depths until near the very end of the game. When players do take the plunge into this area, however, they'll find themselves in one of the most nerve-wracking video game experiences to date. Entering the foggy depths of this thorny planet instantly switches the jovial tone into something more eerie. With visibility severely inhibited, players must navigate through portals to explore. But players aren't alone here. Giant anglerfish can be seen suspended motionless in the foggy void. Though blind, these razor-toothed nightmares will detect you if they hear you. This means that players will need to use their engines as sparingly as possible to not draw any unwanted attention to themselves. The tension is palpable as players slowly drift past these monsters, hoping they don't use too much throttle or risk seeing what happens when these fish are disturbed. Spoiler alert, it's not great. Number 3, Metal Gear Solid, Fighting Liquid Snake. If there's one way to make an already challenging level even more stressful, it's to add in a time limit to the mix. Nowhere is the time limit more stressfully used than in the final boss fight in Metal Gear Solid, in which players go up against Liquid Snake. In true Metal Gear style, this showdown is as over the top as conceivable, with the fight taking place on a giant nuclear mech with an airstrike imminent. To escape from this situation alive, players are tasked with beating Liquid Snake with just their bare fists in only 3 minutes. However, thanks to Snake's long, gloating, villainous rant that happens before the fight can begin, players get the pleasure of watching as 30 of those precious seconds tick away. With just 150 seconds to save the day, players will need to act fast to whittle this boss's health down enough so they can be knocked over the edge with a satisfying finishing blow. Get too overzealous in your fight against the clock though, and players can find themselves easily overwhelmed by the punishing attacks from Liquid Snake. Number 2, Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, Stormy Ascent. If you owned a PlayStation in 1996, then it's possible that you remember jumping and spinning your way through the colorful and challenging levels of Crash Bandicoot, as everyone's favorite polygonal marsupial. What you will not remember from those precious memories, though, is a level called Stormy Ascent. That's because it was cut from the game as it was deemed too difficult. Unluckily for us, this notorious level was added as an optional stage in all its punishing glory in the Insane Trilogy, and it's just as frustratingly difficult as players would expect. Essentially a much tougher version of the already challenging slippery climb, this bonus level sees players pushing their platforming skills to their limits as they make their way up the walls of Cortex's castle. Pinpoint precision and timing is paramount in navigating this 5 minute long run of rotating and disappearing platforms, bottomless pits, birds you'll need to bounce across, and collapsing stairs. And then there's strategically placed enemies positioned throughout the level to ensure making progress is as tricky as possible. And with no checkpoints and one-hit deaths, this particular level should probably come with a warning label. That's not even mentioning attempting the time trials. Number 1, Mass Effect 2, The Suicide Mission. With all the flirting that goes on board the Normandy in Mass Effect 2, it can be easy to forget that Shepard and their crew are on a high-stakes mission to stop humanity from being harvested by an alien race known as the Collectors. Throughout this acclaimed RPG, players will work to rebuild their crew, earn their loyalty, and enhance their ship so they'll be prepared for their final battle against this new threat. And thanks to the superb writing that fully fleshes out every single character and each of your relationships, you'll probably feel pretty close to all of your squad mates, in a flirty and non-flirty way, depending on the character. When the time comes to undertake the final mission in which everything is riding on the line, each decision the players have made will make the deciding factors in whether your favorite Normandy crews will make it to the end. Dubbed the Suicide Mission, this entire mission is a nail-biting sequence of action and suspense as players watch as events unfold, making life or death choices along the way. At this point, all players can do is pray they've done enough for their squad, and hopefully not be scarred with the image of them being carried off by deadly space bees.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.